victory. Gives me victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Fruitfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We live in a generation where millions are chronically tired, chronically fatigued. People blame it on any number of things. People try to act like, well, you know, our generation is so different and our kids have to deal with things that we never had to deal with. And baloney. That's an excuse to not live to a high standard. I mean, it doesn't make that much difference whether it's crank or moonshine. The principle is the same. Human nature's always been the same. Human sexuality is the same. The devil's still using the same tricks and temptations. And thank God, God's the same. It's a matter of the choices we make. You see this. Parents impatient with their kids and no time for them. And making all kind of excuses, but the reason is they spent 4 hours playing some dumb game on the computer. Yeah. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
They used up their energies in this kind of entertainment or the hobby. And friend, don't kid yourself. You are burning patience. You are using it when you're dealing with this thing. You're using your energies. And if when you use it all up and then you need it over here, you're not going to have it. And that's the enemy's plan. Friend, if we would be wise, if we'd let the Lord lead us, we'd purge our life. I got 4 or 5 people with me. We would cut stuff off. I know your flesh wants to do it, but that's flesh. You got to put your flesh under. Cut this off and change that. And in a few days, your energy level would just come right up here. Your patience level would be up here. And you'd be ready and strong and able to do the things that matter. The things that count. To be fruitful. What are we doing? What are we spending our days at? Is it going to pass the test of fire? Is it all going to go up in smoke? Is it all going to be burnt? We'll be saved, but we'll lose everything that we did in that area. No, friend. Are you still alive? Take a breath. Let me see. Huh? Say, I'm still here. So it's possible you could have some more opportunity to do some things that count.
Amen.
Do some things that matter. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Are you interested in this at all?
Yes.
Somebody say abide. Say it again, abide.
Abide.
Hallelujah. Abide in me, he said. Abide, stay, continue. Go to 2 Corinthians, please. Well, on your way there, stop by 1 Corinthians 1. 1 Corinthians 1. People say, I'm called to do this. I'm called to do that. Let me remind you of your first call, which is above all. 1 Corinthians 1 and 9. 1 Corinthians 1, 9, what does it say? God is faithful, by whom ye were called. Called to what? Unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. All the great works, the mighty deeds and signs and wonders that happened in Jesus' ministry were the product of His personal fellowship with the Father. Weren't they? Did he waste his life on goofy stuff and fleshly stuff? No. He walked with the Father. He prayed, he communed, and he knew what to do every day. He knew, go here and preach there and don't go there, and didn't he? He knew. He knew. Hold your place there and go to 1 John. Somebody say he knew. Can you know? Why are people wasting their time and their life and their resources? They either don't know or they are ignoring what they know. 1 John 2 and verse 20. What does it say? But you have an unction, that's the word for anointing, from the Holy One, and what? You what?
You know.
All things. Did Jesus operate this way? Did he operate in this knowing? I mean, go through some times again and read the gospel accounts and see it in operation. They'd come to him and say, Master, they're saying, come over here. And he said, no, I've got to go over there. How'd he know that? Now remember, he's emptied himself and laid aside his mighty weight and power and glory as God, Philippians tells us. He's operating as a man. How did he know that? Well, he knew it, obviously, same way we would know it. By the unction. By the anointing. I've operated in varying degrees of this just in my few years of walking with the Lord. And I can't say I've operated in the highest levels all the time. But there have been times that from the time I got up in the morning, I just knew. It was just so clear and plain to me. I just knew what to do and what not to do and how long and where and when and other things that came up. I just knew, no, don't do that. Don't get involved with that. Just knew. Just knew. You know, one of the most tormenting things in life is not knowing. Being confused. And you don't have to live that way. That's a result. That darkness is the result of withering that comes from not being connected. Not staying in the vine, trying to do things on your own, being disconnected. Come on, think about it. The branch must what with the vine? It must abide, it must stay. You can't just take the branch out and hold it up against the vine for 15 minutes. And go, okay, that ought to be good enough. And then tomorrow, no fruit. What's the deal? What's it? We better hold it up 30 minutes. All right. Hold it on to the vine. No, help me out. What's got to happen? It's got to stay. It's got to stay joined. It's got to stay connected. Elsewise, it withers up. It dries up. No fruit. No life. And so people have tried to do that. They've tried to come to church and connect for a little while and then unhook and go and do their own thing for 5 or 6 days and then come back hooked for a few minutes. No, no. That's obviously not working. What must we do if we're going to bear real fruit? If our life's going to matter? We got to stay joined. Stay hooked. Stay connected. Like we've already said, if the Lord tells you that and that's vital, well, then what's the enemy going to do? He's going to do everything he can to sever that connection, isn't he? Whatever he can do to get you mad, get you upset, get you confused, get you hurt, whatever the case, so that you unhook. Unhook. And old friend, when you do, you're in trouble now. Because you separated yourself from the flow of light and life. And all you're going to have is dryness and deadness and withering and fruitlessness. Somebody said out loud, I got to stay hooked. I got to stay connected. I have to abide in Him. And His words abide. Stay in me. They got to stay in you. You don't just hook to it for a few minutes. You got to stay there. That will keep him in perfect peace. But that sounds like you're operating in knowing right there. Does that mean? Because if you don't know and you're confused, you're not going to be in perfect peace. Thou keep him in perfect peace whose mind is
stayed.
Stayed. I know one day I was, this has been 20, probably 5 years ago, I was ministering to this lady who had been in and out of mental institutions for years and was just in a terrible shape and condition. And she wound up there at the healing school at Brother Hagin's ministry. And I was endeavoring to minister to her, and the Lord led me to take her to Joshua, where he told him, you'll meditate in this word night and day. And I began to try to share that with her, and she just interrupted me. She said, you can't do that. You can't. Now, a lot of other people thought it. They just didn't say it. You can't keep your mind on the Lord all night and all day. I said, well, two things, sister. I said, one, the Lord must have believed you could. Because he told you to. He wouldn't have told us to do so. He would have known if we couldn't do it. Wouldn't he? So just him telling us to do it proves we can do it. Because he would know. I said, secondly, it's not a matter of whether or not you can keep your mind on something night and day. You're already keeping your mind on something night and day. And I went on to tell her, and obviously the wrong thing. Because keeping your mind stayed on him is not sending you to the mental institution.
Amen.
Are y'all with me now? Because if you kept your mind stayed on him, what did he say? He would keep you in perfect peace. So what are people doing? To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. What are people doing? They're unhooking. I'm talking about church going people. But they're unhooking their mind from him, and they're trying, like what we were saying, they're trying to hold the branch up against the vine for a few minutes on Sunday and think, oh, that's it. We'll bear a lot of fruit now. No, you won't. No, you won't. We've got to
stay.
Somebody say stay.
Stay.
We got to stay. Can you keep your mind on him all night and all day? Yes, you can. While you're at work, why you're at school, why he wants to be in every part of your life, doesn't he? You can look inside you while you're doing little things and say, Lord, show me, you know everything. Show me how to do this the right way. He'll show you how to save whole days out of your life. He'll show you. Don't do that. Oh, friends, are you listening to me? You'll go to do something and normally you'd have just blared right through it. And the Lord said, no, he'll check you. Wait. And you go, oh. And just that right there could have saved you a lawsuit, $250,000, days out of your life and frustration, just right there. How many things, if people had just paused just a minute and followed him, their leg wouldn't have got broke. They wouldn't have had that car wreck. Are you listening, friends? Come on, think about all that time, all that energy, all that suffering, all that problem. Was that fruitful? Was that profitable? Are you going to get a reward for that in the day to come? No. Well, why wasn't it avoided? Because you were unhooked. Because you were making your own decisions. You were running the show.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.